Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Pastor Mensah Otter Village, my joy and privilege to be able to present to you the Word of God for today. You know, I believe that you are a tremendous person when viewed with great potential. And as you discover your gift, your talent, and your abilities, and know how to utilize them, you will be able to create for yourself and for the people who relate to you a life that you are proud of. So today, as we continue our discussion and our discovery of principles in the Word of God by which we can make our lives better, I want you to join me as we can present to you the Word of God.
For reliability, kingdom, comfortability, kingdom, for your safety, always travel with kingdom transport, kingdom transport services,
KTS, boss, Edumakua, Edikane Womei, Edibri Fufraba, KTS Business Traveler Service. KTS Business Traveler Service yi wudi tukwaya umujuhu ewa Ford boss afufro air condition pape bimu KTS enjishe ene se ya mfawu ntumirika mroso ya driver for anonsu ya show mpo mudine eni wanu eni wanu enum insa anase nubo nimbi KTS Business Traveler Service yi edi ufri nkrai kukumase opuase sakradi sunyani brekum tamale eni boga tanga ubrenye nusu so ubetu kwaya ya maobi ayepa au betina train na ya sama wo abomba wunshishaye anase insurance package ama kwantufuni na mahunye hau minia braketi ya shenjina bia enkran ya wasetu ya nini plant station ya diyusha ni mu kumase ya wedum ya bay a life supermarket ya ni ya seda house ya diyusha ni mu upesa unhuto wu etu kwaya sumvye mudia eni KTS Business Traveler Service into kwaya
KTS safety first.
To give a good time to invest into your future. Get Living Word audio and video tapes for yourself and as gifts for your friends and family. Pick a new year gift pack of Living Word messages by Dr. Mensah Otterbo. Transformation Part 1 to 4, Turning Failure into Success Part 1 to 6, Marriage 101 Part 1 to 5, Opening New Pages for Your Life Part 1 to 4, Wisdom for the New Year Part 1 to 3. 10,000 CDs per audio tape and 25,000 CDs per videotape. Living Word tapes are available at the Altar Bookshop, Christ Temple, selected gift shops, supermarkets, and filling station shop.
And now, today's message.
There is no power greater than the power which is within you. For the scripture said, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. So the power of your potential is so strong that nothing can stop it. Not a bad marriage, not a bad education, not a bad environment, not a bad parentage, whatever it is. When the seed is sown, it goes down for a moment. You may not see it for a moment, but it will come again. It will rise up. That which is not seen in your life today is going to be seen very soon. That which has been buried in your life is going to rise up very soon. Because if that which is within you is from God and is of God, then nothing on earth has the power to hide it from manifestation. The seed must be sown. Every one of us has got potential, but don't waste your potential. And don't let your potential die unutilized. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man, and I like how the Bible puts it, a man, an ordinary person, a man, a woman, anybody can do that, which a man took and sowed in his field. You and I know that the environment within which you sow your seed is important. The Bible says he sowed it in his field. This means that there was a portion of earth that he had control over. There is a place that he could call my own. Because if your seed is not sown in your field, you don't have control over what comes out. If you sow your seed in my field, guess who gets the fruit? I will get the fruit. But your seed must be sown in your field. What does it mean when the Bible says, in his field? What kind of field is it? It is the field of his influence. You know, there are many things that are beyond our control. We hear the phrase several times, circumstances beyond control has made us do so and so, cancel a program and so on and so forth. There are many things beyond your control, but your life must be within your control. And when I say your life must be within your control, I don't mean that God doesn't control your life. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, don't let another human being be the controller of your life. Because you must have an environment, and that environment may not even be outside you, it can be within you. But there must be a place within you which you call my own, my will, my desire, my vision, my drive, my energy. The place in which I want my seed to germinate from. Many of us Ghanaians and most Africans live our lives for other people. And we live and die without doing anything that gives we ourselves satisfaction. But you must have your own field. Having your own field does not mean that you don't have to work for people. No. You can work for people. As a matter of fact, I like to put it this way. You don't work for people. You work with people. You may be an apprentice. But don't say that, oh, because my madam is so good and madam is so and so forth, you put all your hope and your future into your madam. Whilst you are appreciating the greatness of your madam and what she can do and her gift and all that, remember that in the end, you also must produce some results yourself. So whilst you are serving, engage yourself personally in an environment where your own gifts and your talent and your ability will begin to mature and come up. If you don't do that, you live your life for people, and in the end, you don't develop anything for yourself. You must have your own field. A field must be prepared. You can't just jump to any field and plant something. You must prepare it. That means that there must be a space in your life that you are preparing in which you would plant your potential to grow. The question is, how prepared is your field for what you have? What are the ways in which we prepare? We prepare in many ways. We prepare first by trusting God to guide us, to show us the way. We prepare by getting the required education and information that is related to the talent and gifts that we have. No matter how good you are in talent and gift, if you don't prepare yourself, your potential will not reach its maximum. Because you see, you can plant oranges from the same source, the seeds, from the same source. You can plant them in different soils. One will be sweet, the other will be bitter. One will be big, the other will be small. What is the difference? One land is better prepared than the other. The seed is the same, but the condition of the field will determine the maturation of the seed. Me and you, we can have the same potential in life. But the level of my preparation and your preparation will determine which one of us will reach higher with what we have. Life is not made up of just talent only. It is preparation of people for the execution of their talent. If you don't prepare well, your talent will be good, it will be great, but it will produce very little. That's why we say sometimes that orange from certain locations are sweeter than other places. Pineapples grown in certain places are sweeter than other places. Why? Because the ground is different. The field has been prepared. You need to prepare your field. The question, have you prepared your field? Have you prepared your life? And let me tell you, my friends, as we approach the 21st century, illiteracy, semi-illiteracy, and under-education will be a great liability to people. If you don't take the time to expand your preparation for life, you would reap very little with your life. It's not just a matter of your talent. Africa, we produce raw talent. Most of the talents we produce, fantastic. But isn't it amazing if you look at even our footballers? As good as they are talented, they reach their peak outside Ghana. Because preparation is different. Talent is good, but talent must be properly prepared so it will mature. So he planted in his field. Have a field of control. A place that you control. A place that is yours, and the only thing you can control is your life. You can't control somebody's life. You cannot control the decisions your mother made for you. If your mother was a prostitute before you were born, you can't do anything about it. You cannot turn the clock of time. You cannot go and change your mother. You cannot do anything. You were born in that situation, but you have control over your life. Somebody said, you may have been born on the refuse dump, but the refuse dump was not born in you. The thing about a seed is that even out of the refuse dump, you can get good seed to plant. And when you begin to grow, even in the refuse dump, you don't produce refuse dump. You produce the fruit that is in the nature of your seed. You are so powerful, and you are so wonderfully made. So the man planted in his field. Verse 32, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. God begins with the least. He doesn't begin with the greatest. If you're looking for a big opportunity in order to start doing something big for God, you are in the wrong place. Because the God we worship, he begins with little. Sometimes he even begins with nothing. Which is the least of all the seeds. But, everybody say but. But when, everybody say when. What does it mean when the Bible says when? When is a period of time. There is a period of time during which seeds grow. You don't plant a seed and go and dig it tomorrow to find out whether it's grown. There's always going to be a period of time. And when? A period of time. Time is important for the achievement of our goals, our dreams, and our objectives. And when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree. When it is grown, there is a period called when, during which period of time you grow. Don't do things you are not ready for. One of the greatest tragedies we have is people who are not ready for certain things to happen in their lives, who force for those things to happen. There is a process of growth, a process of training, a period of training, and that period of training must be exhausted in your life. And depending on what you want to do in life, for everything you want to do, there is a training period. If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to medical school for 7 years. If you cut it short and come out at 4 years, you will kill people. Instead of healing them, you kill them. And so you cannot say, well, I've studied, I'm tired, so I'm coming out. You'll be a quack doctor. When you want to be a lawyer, you have to go to the university and go to the law school. When you want to be a pastor, you have to be properly trained. Whatever you want to do, you have to be trained, you have to be prepared for it. And even after you have been prepared for it, you have to constantly continue to prepare yourself, because more potential is in you that is yet to be released. So there is a process of growth. Don't run away from the process of growth. I saw it when I was young. Some of my classmates ran away from school. Ran away from school. And here we were, primary school, middle school. And some of them, after class 6, they said, won't come to school again. And the next time we see, we'll be standing on the school compound and we'll see them doing a nice maneuver behind a trotro as they are planking of the trotro. And they'll wave at us. And then sometimes they'll come to visit us and they have some money. And we were so envious, because here we are, Form 1, middle school, and our classmate has got money. And he can make some maneuvers behind a car. A trotro and all that. And they will come and tell us fantastic stories. But some of us, we went to school. And although they had money earlier, because they were prepared for little, they achieved little.
Not the fam. Kumasi, Ghana.
If you want love, tune into love, tune into love.
Tune in, turn it up, and rip off the knob.
Later on, some of those same people were doing the same things they were doing years ago. Some graduated to become drivers, but that's as far as they got to. If you abbreviate your training and cut short your training, you also cut short your growth. So when it is grown, everybody say, when it is grown, allow yourself to grow. Amen. Everybody must allow themselves to grow. Make sure that you don't cut short your growing time. For those of you who are apprenticing people, don't rush to go and establish your own workshop. See, that's the problem we have in this country. You go to a hairdresser, if you commit your hair to the hairdresser, it goes in well and comes out sick. Your hair is seriously mutilated. We have, you know, these mechanics. Some are good, but I'm telling you, some are terrible. I mean, you take your car to them, it comes off worse than it was when you took it in. They do try and error. Why? Because he's not properly trained, he's not paid the appropriate price, and because of that, he's become a liability to the society. Don't become a problem to society. Be a help to society. Let your gift, your talent, be properly prepared. Let it grow properly before you start using it and utilizing it. When it is grown, it becomes a tree. It is only when you grow that you become. If you go to the forest, every tree has got a story to tell. Go to the forest. Ask the trees, what's your story? Every tree has got a story to tell. Because when you look at the skin of the tree, it's a history book. One day when he was growing, maybe some farmer tried to cut him off. He cut a bit and maybe changed his mind and left him. Some fire burnt and burnt him up, but he continued growing. Some animal came to probably do something at it. Some little boys tried to break it up. And all these things happen if the tree is 30 years. 30 years of people trying to break him up, of people trying to burn him down, of animals trying to eat him up. But throughout all these, he kept growing and growing and growing and growing. You can admire the tree when it has become big. But what you find difficult to remember that this tree used to be a seed. That huge tree you see in the forest used to be a tiny little seed. It grew gradually to become. If you go out there to the jungle and you see it, and you want to become like it, don't try to be instantly like that. If you want to become like it, then you too must start from where it started to become what it has become. It's very easy to see somebody who has grown to become successful and wish to be like him. Very easy. I have had pastors, young pastors, they come to me and say, I want to be like you. I want to be like you. Show me your secret. As if I'm holding some secret in my wardrobe, which I know I'm the only one who knows the secret code. No. One pastor came to me once like that, you know, and he has come from far, and he had heard of me, and so he says, Pastor, you know, I admire you so much. Show me your secret. What's the most important key in life? I said, patience. He said, is that all? I said, that's all. There's nothing more. Because no matter how good you are, if you don't patiently endure, your potential would never be fulfilled. Life is painful. Life is hard. Training is difficult. Life is tough. Show me your secret. Oh, I lost my parents when I was young in 1 year. Can you beat that? You want to go through that? I went through life tough. But patience endures tragedy. Patience endures neglect. Patience endures abandonment. Patience endures everything. And the patient person never gives up. He will say, my mother died, but I will still press on. My father died, but I will still trust in the Lord. My wife left me, but I will still go on. My boyfriend abandoned me, but I will still go on. My parents never took me to school, but I will press on. I went to school only up to class 3, but I will still press on. Patience is constantly moving on in the midst of obstacles. Trees don't grow at the time. Boom. No. Even when they are grown, you don't see it. They grow gradually. One day they add an infinitesimal, maybe whatever height. You don't see it, but it's growing. It's growing. And then somebody comes one day and hits it, pine, 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 with knife, cutlass. And the person says, okay, this is too small, let me leave it. But when it grows, the scars will be there. And when you inspect closer, you'll know that this tree has fought many battles. If you want to be like that, be ready to fight many battles.
Turn it in. Turn it up. Rip off the knob.
Thank you very much for listening to me today. My desire for you, my friend, is that you live out your maximum here on earth. That you live out to realize that your being on earth has not been a waste. And I believe that you will live out your life in such a way that you will be proud that you came to visit this planet Earth. God brought you here for a purpose, and don't die until you have fulfilled that purpose. I am Pastor Mesa Otterville. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655. +233 2676 7655. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.